Blog Talk Radio.
Sandra is away this week, so it's just me tonight. I was wondering, I had asked myself, Infinite, what can I share with our listeners this week? And a theme that was coming up for me was karma this week. So I wanted to explore that, to explore what is karma and ways of releasing it. Amin says karma is having regrets, whether it's mind, body, soul, spirit, but living regrets. So I really do try and live my life without regrets. I try not to do or cause, make decisions, or, you know, incur regrets. So I felt, okay, well, if I'm if karma is in my face this week, maybe other people are experiencing that too. So I found some information in my archives here from Almeen that I wanted to share on freeing ourselves from karma. So there's three things in particular. One is from the runes, where Almeen talks about what karma is. And there's also a piece I have found from the angels. And, of course, then there's a beautiful meditation in, you know, just seeing the overall perfection of life and knowing there are no mistakes. And when we fully align with infinite intent and living presently in the full awareness of the moment, there is no karma. There's nothing to change. There's nothing to fix. There's just the ever-unfolding infinite perfection. So I offer this tonight to all our listeners, and hopefully there's a light of inspiration, an insight, or, you know, it's just wonderful to hear Almeen's voice. So I share this with you tonight, and I hope you enjoy. I welcome your feedback. If you have any comments, if you would like to guest on the show, just drop me an email at denise@almeen.info, and I would love to share some time with you, and we can connect. So again, thank you for listening, and we appreciate your support. Now I'm going to hand it over to Almeen. So if you want to have just a few minutes and get cozy and comfortable and just be in a quiet place, maybe you want to grab a notebook and pen to jot down some of these wonderful insights from Almeen. And I wish you lots of love, praise, gratitude, and trust.
Freedom from karma. Master, how can liberation ever come when karma rules the lives of everyone? No force exists that ever can bind the lives of anyone of humankind. It is but belief that makes it so. Karma goes when the innocence of life you can know. But what of those who great harm bestow? Should they not reap what they sow? Then woe unto those who make it so. For now those who retribution bestow have themselves become subject to karmic revenge. Thus the cycle continues and does not end. When no force exists that ever can bind, then why do the laws of nature rule humankind? It seems so only because you are governed by mind. In silence of thought, miracles you'll find. Tell us now, Master, how karma began. How did it gain control of the lives of man? From regrets it was born. Four bands of karma that the four directions form. Physical life holds the regrets of deeds. The realm of soul holds the regrets of emotional needs. The realms of spirit, of which there are two, hold regrets of that which you did not do. How can we transcend the regrets that we hold? Through acknowledged perfection, the heart trusts what it cannot behold. Then in complete surrender, does life unfold. Without regrets, karma relinquishes its hold. As liberation comes, life in grace unfolds. How can we not regret the chances that are lost, deeds undone at happiness's cost? Nothing is undone. It is not as it seems. To think something is amiss is to believe in the dream. Within duality is the law of compensation. Nothing can be gained and nothing can be taken. Within the moment is contained all that is needed within the pattern of divine will to remain. But what if, through blindness, we from the pattern stray? What if in ignorance we walk away? There is no other way than divine intent. With grace we walk it, or with malcontent. What then could we possibly regret? That which seems wrong is but our expectations that are not met. How will it be when karma is released? When from consequences of our actions, at last we are free. When karma is no more, you are no longer haunted by what was before. But when the will of the infinite is ignored, there are most definitely consequences in store. Hardship comes to show us the way, when through being unaware we go astray. The seer could see that their hearts with doubt was filled. Thus, once more, the seer spoke that their fears may be stilled. Awareness of what is meant to be. When we cease to strive, comes effortlessly. The infinite's will to you is shown. Through the whisperings of your heart, it can be known. When you no longer try to control, the heart can hear clearly how life should unfold. Breath 4. I am the sovereign creator of my own reality. The ability to affect the quality of my journey begins with accepting full responsibility for the way in which infinite intent expresses through me. We have been around and around the disk of life during past incarnational cycles. Led like a donkey that goes around and around a treadmill by a carrot on a stick. The carrot is seeking justice, seeking compensation for seeming losses. This has created the law of compensation. What is a law? A law is but that which has been lived so much that, like a ghost from the past, it leaves its imprint upon life. Imagine that there is no law, because there is only the pure unfolding of infinite being. Nothing can be lost within the ocean. Any hole that is made is immediately filled. If you are impoverished in spirit, in the unseen things of the inner realms, then life takes away in the physical, because it creates compensation in the spiritual. The law of compensation is only there because we believe there is a difference between inner and outer. In deep stillness, let us imagine ourselves to be a gateway through which the river of infinite intent pours through. See it as a large dam with a sluice. Wide open. The water is pouring through. This is your relationship vis-a-vis the infinite. Now just imagine yourself through complete trust in surrender that nothing can be lost. For like the hole in the ocean, you are immediately recompensed. Now, the more you know this, the larger the sluice becomes. Larger and larger. Imagine your heart to be the sluice, the opening through which the dam can pour its water. Put some slight attention to the heart and imagine it opening wider and wider. Allowing more and more full expression of infinite life to be your expression. If any part of the water became a forceful spout of water, creating cataclysmic change in your environment, which you call life. Is it not due to your own closing of certain insights, realizations, and attitudes? As you open wider and wider, you will find that eventually you are the dam. No constricted division remains. Just imagine now the full flow of miracles that can be your existence. Many are afraid when they hear that they create their reality, for they think that somehow they have made mistakes. And if they were to accept this, they would make more. Not so. For as you relinquish your will to the Infinite One, there can be no harmfulness within you. closed sluice. Life in its effortless miracles, in its unfolding grace. Immediately, in all things, will manifest. There is no price to pay for the rapturous life of surrender. It is in assuming victimhood that we create debt, guilt, imagined offenses. Because there is never a time when the opening or closing of your sluice, which is your expressed individuation, is not considered into the larger picture, there can be nothing amiss, no flaw in unfolding. Simply a note on the piano, whose time has now come to play. Discord is the result of playing all notes all the time in the melody of infinite life. All is exactly as it should be. Take time now to feel this, allowing the tension of the performance angst of your whole life to be released. Breathe out the stress in your muscles, the tension in your very skin. All is well. Breathe deeply and allow yourself to feel how complete this moment is. The fullness of existence. You are fully supported in this moment. Make sure you have a pillow under your head or under your knees. Something that is familiar and supportive. Allow all striving to leave your body, trying to become, trying to long breaths. It is so. The illusion of linear time has said all things must come slowly, step by step, through linear becoming. Be patient. Wait. Strive hard for what you want, but not so. Linear time shall stand confounded once we realize that all things effortlessly change when we do. Like the core pattern of fractal change, if it shifts, all the patterns that it broadcasts out in its environment shift also, immediately, exponentially. Become deeply relaxed, and we will see how to facilitate graceful, effortless change. Release the striving, the need to become. Blow it out with every deep, sighing out-breath. Feel yourself relaxing more and more. Breathe out areas of tension, performance angst held in the thighs, the stomach. Ideas of burdens you must carry, intention in your shoulders. Breathe it out. Feel your form release its tension. The tension that holds physical matter in a shape. Release and release, and feel yourself become like the wind. Traveling like a breeze on a summer's day. Blow around the area where you live or where you are meditating. Look at it from above. Travel over your town or city or countryside. Beautiful flight. You are the wind. You are the beautiful blue sky, the clouds like tufts floating through the blue, through the gray, around the earth, where it's night, where it's day. You are the wind. playing the role of the wind. But if you remember that you are everything alike, anything becomes possible. See a field of field flowers below you. Comb through them like a child would comb its hair. Dart in and out of city streets. Whisper to the herd of deer grazing in the valley.
Perceptions, obsolete attitudes,
you blow through the crowded streets of the cities, where the workforce moves as one when it is time to go to work. See a small campfire, but a tiny flame left after burning for warmth for the sleeper who slumbers in a sleeping bag next to the burnt out coals. Blow the flame. It is the flame of deep contentment. Blow it until the fire rekindles, burning brightly and strongly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.